This is a News 1130 special report.
Well, despite the high cloud today, summer is finally here, and we're heading into a warm, sunny weekend.
And since today is Foodie Friday, let's get the lowdown from Cassandra Anderton with Good Life Vancouver. Thanks for joining us, Cassandra.
Good morning.
So, you make a restaurant pick every week, but how do you decide which one to go with?
Well, it's tough. I mean, there's so much great food out there. But what I'm trying to do on Foodie Fridays is bring some different restaurants to you. Some may be new. Some are doing something special. Some are off the beaten track. But I've gone to these restaurants a couple different times to make sure that it's just not, you know, one-time luck, so that they're doing something consistent. And I'm looking for great quality food and prices reflecting what you're getting in terms of dining environment and quality of food. I look at the service, and I like the restaurants to have some respect for sustainability. Using local products is top of my list. But just going in and really, you know, sort of feeling at home. If it's a fancy place, having attentive service. If it's more casual, you know, you don't want your server kind of on top of you if you're, you know, trying to just chow down on a poutine or something, but just you know, good drinks, good food, and just a lot of comfortable atmosphere is really what I look for when I'm out. So I'm hoping to bring you fancy stuff and casual stuff.
Okay, well, now that we know a bit about your methods, which restaurant is your pick this week?
Looking at Tableau, which we mentioned quickly last week. It's in the Loden Hotel, and we were talking about halibut last week, and of course they do some great fish, but I went back and had some steak frites, which is the steak and fries, and it was just incredible for lunch. Some great pork tenderloin. The theme here is a French bistro, so they've taken a rather casual atmosphere, and they've got dishes between, you know, for a main, between $18 and $25, so reasonably priced. The chef, Marc-André Choquette, he was at Lumiere, so he leads the kitchen in some lovely dishes, and the execution is dead on. I've eaten there three times now, and great service, lots of different specials each day, meatless Mondays, a roast chicken, fish specials, things like that. But great patio, nautical theme, so perfect for business lunches. Lots of little corners to cuddle in if you're into more romantic evening, and, you know, great patio for sunny days. So that's Tableau on Melville in the Loden Hotel.
And we're going to stick with French for your drink pick. And this is something that I've only actually used in making my own salad dressings.
Cointreau.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Well, this week we're looking at Cointreau because one of my favorite restaurants, The Refinery, is doing a cocktail kitchen series where bartenders compete using the signature ingredient. And Cointreau is known for the margaritas, for one thing. And up on my website, I've put a recipe from Heather Yao, who's a bartender at the Shangri-La, and she's done sort of a take on that margarita, but more of a modern flavor with some tamarind. So Cointreau is made by drying out the orange rinds and then distilling it, so you get a nice clear liqueur with an orange flavor. And if you want to try more of that, all through August on Wednesday nights, bartenders from around the city go into the Refinery. They're given a menu, which is sort of a Moroccan-style menu with some, I think, four dishes, things like chicken and couscous, and they have to come up with a different cocktail for each course using Cointreau.